KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 7:02. Infrared flights have shown that a fire south of Two Rivers is nearly half the size previously believed because the fire is burning in fingers instead of one solid block. Fire Information spokeswoman Mary Huell says the Stewart Creek fire burning near non-populated areas is burning on about 30,000 acres, or about 46 square miles. Huell says firefighters were unable to get a flight above the fire until late Wednesday. Fire officials are still cautioning residents that an evacuation could be ordered, while cooler temperatures and lighter winds were expected to help firefighters control the blaze. The Alaska Interagency Coordination Center issued the watch for those living from mile 14 to mile 32 of the Chena Hot Springs Road. Smoke jumpers, retardant tankers, and water scooping aircraft are being used to fight the Stewart Creek wildfire. Alaska state troopers are investigating the death of an unidentified person whose body was recovered from a lake near Palmer on Wednesday. The body was recovered more than a week after a report of a swimmer in distress there. Responders to a distress call from Stephen Lake on June 25th were not able to find anyone where the swimmer was last seen. A resident in the area called state troopers back to the lake just before 5 p.m. Wednesday after the discovery of a body, which troopers and dive team members subsequently retrieved. The state medical examiner's office must finish its investigation before identifying the body. State Senator Bert Stedman has added his name to the list of Alaskans hoping to repeal the state's new oil tax structure. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports the Sitka Republican signed the petition on Tuesday against Senate Bill 21. Supporters of the measure, which was signed into law by Governor Sean Parnell, says it will spur more development in Alaska. Opponents like Stedman call it an oil giveaway. The U.S. Coast Guard has terminated the voyages of five commercial fishing vessels near Juneau for safety violations, sending five vessels back to Petersburg. Coast Guard teams boarded the commercial fishing vessels and identified the violations. Crews on all vessels were told to correct deficiencies and have a Coast Guard examiner clear the offenses before they were permitted to leave port and resume fishing. Among the violations were a lack of immersion suits, survival craft or life rings, expired flares, and expired fire extinguishers. Gnome basketball, it's a big deal. And to help keep it a big deal and to give Gnome ball players the tools for success, two people in town, Chuck Fagerstrom and Don Stiles, have organized the Norton Sound Hoop Camp. Held the first 7 days of August, players of all skill levels and ages will have a few days with what some coaches call the best basketball-specific strength and conditioning coach on the planet. And an international championship-winning coach will hold a hoops camp for junior high and high school basketball players on the remaining days. Allen Stein is the founder of Stronger Team. Kevin Durant, an NBA All-Star and leading scorer, said Stein helped him gain 20 pounds his senior year of high school, and credits Stein with making him a better basketball player on the court. Gnome basketball players will have a chance to work with this trainer for 2 days.
So they've got some other coaches that are going to be handling the basketball skill portion, which is what I think most people are used to. So I'm excited to come and bring something a little bit different from the norm and share the drills and exercises and concepts for kids to help improve their athleticism and the way they move.
Stein says his methods of strength training helps to bulletproof the body to injury while playing basketball. He says the player's body, movement, and athleticism makes up the foundation for their entire game.
If you can picture a pyramid, it's the base layer, that bottom foundation. And the wider and broader and more sturdy you can make the foundation, then the higher the potential peak, which is why, you know, if you watch the NBA or you watch college, you know, the best players in the world are in the best shape. Because the only way you can perform your skills, shooting, passing, rebounding, descending, and ball handling, the only way you can perform them at your highest level is if you're in great shape, if you move well, if you've got good balance, if you're coordinated.
Don Showalter has been coaching basketball for 39 years. He's also the USA national team coach for high school basketball. He's won 5 gold medals with the USA team, the best players in that skill level in the country.
We will do many of the same drills and teaching points that we'd use with our USA basketball team. So I think the kids will get a good understanding of the hard work that's needed to become a good player, but also the fun that goes with that.
Showalter says they'll work on shooting, ball handling, and team play, including running an offense, screening, and unselfish basketball.
Certainly work on the basketball end of it, but I'll guarantee it'll be a lot of fun, and we're going to bring a lot of different experiences to Nome, Alaska, dealing with basketball. So we know it's going to be a good turnout, and again, I'm looking forward to that.
The Norton Sound Hoops camp will take place August 1st to the 7th. The first 2 days will focus on strength training and conditioning. That portion is open to the entire community. The final 5 days will focus on the game, those days specifically for Nanuk High School and junior high players. Eric Strabel won the men's division in the Mount Marathon race in Seward yesterday. APRN's Lori Townsend reports Strabel set a new record with an unofficial time of 42 minutes and 55 seconds. The race was muddy this year, but that didn't stop a rookie from taking the women's title. Palmer resident Christy Marvin clocked in at 53 minutes, 20 seconds, winning by nearly 2 minutes. Although the top finishers tend to be on the younger side, many elders also took on the 3,022-foot peak. The race is held on July 4th each year. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $38.90 an ounce to $1,214.60. Silver is down 94 cents an ounce to $18.88. Zinc is at 82 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive at 8:59 and to depart at 9:44. It is unofficially 45 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 7 o'clock.